This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hi guys, hope everyone's well and welcome back to the Improvement Podcast. So today I'm going to touch on exercise variation, but first, quick update on myself. So this week, again, not a ton to touch on. I went for a steakhouse last Sunday, that was really nice, in Edinburgh. But apart from that, just been repeating the same stuff in the gym and slowly progressing. And yeah, happy with how things are going. But the weeks have been flying by, so it's not long till prep now. I think it's something like 7 weeks or the 28th of March. But before we jump into the episode, I just want to say a big thank you to everyone who's been supporting the podcast, because I'm really happy with how it's grown at the moment. And yeah, I appreciate everyone's support. If it's just simply watching or listening to an episode, giving me a review, sharing it on their story, thanks so much for everyone who's done any single one of them. And keep doing it if you can. I'd greatly appreciate that. And any shares would be appreciated. And be sure to tag me if you do. So yeah, jumping into the episode, I'm going to talk about exercise variation, which is just a fancy way of saying the amount of variety in your program. And like repeating exercises certain times a week, that sort of thing. And there's pros and cons of both, which I'll jump into. And the reason I'm making this is just because there's pros and cons of both, like I said, and if you potentially have too much variety in your program, it can be detrimental to your progress because of a number of factors. However, if you don't have enough, then you might have a few issues you'll run into as a result of it. But first of all, jumping into the pros of it, so it's beneficial repeating something frequently. So an example would be like a squat. Let's say you just started the gym, you're just getting used to like the squat movement. If you only do something once a week, you're only having one chance every week to practice it. Whereas if you do something 2 to 3 times a week, you've got 2 to 3 times to practice it. So like the squat, do you think you'll be better at the squat if you do it 3 times as frequent? Probably, because it's just more opportunities to improve your skill doing the movement, which is why I think it's beneficial starting out to repeat those big movements frequently, potentially. Just because you'll get used to those movement patterns quicker, which basically means movements like the squat, or just any movement really, you'll just get used to it. Because if you've ever done like an exercise for the first time, it feels all wobbly, it feels unfamiliar, whereas if you keep repeating that, then that won't be the case. So yeah, it leads to better skill, and as a result, you'll get more out of the exercise. Like if you're really skilled with like a squat, meaning you've got great control over it, you're very balanced, you don't feel like it's unfamiliar every time you go to it, you'll probably be able to lift more. And as well as that, when you repeat that exercise again and again, like 3 times a week, for example, that's you giving yourself 3 opportunities to progress that movement, and as a result you will probably find, obviously there becomes a point where it's detrimental. Let's say you're squatting every day, then you're probably going to limit your progress just because you're not giving yourself a chance to recover. But for the most part, you'll progress faster if you do it multiple times, because it's giving yourself multiple opportunities to practice that movement, multiple opportunities for your muscle to grow, repair and get back to that exercise, which is why you'll get better at it. And especially these basic movements like the squat, if you can get really strong at a squat, I think you'll have a lot of muscle to show for it. Yes, you could say it's not the best exercise to grow your legs, you're not as stable as being in the machine, but if you are being able to repeat it multiple times and get really strong at it, it's going to build you a good foundation. So, yeah, it can be great, especially if you don't have much equipment, because let's say you're at a gym, limited machines, you don't have like a hack squat or a Smith machine, or just much leg equipment at all, you've only got like a rack and a leg press maybe, then there's no point doing another exercise that it's quite rubbish, you don't feel great in your legs, it's hard to perform and set up. There's no point doing that just so you have more variety in your program, because variety is only good when variety will be like another good movement. It's only good having that extra movement in if it's going to be a movement that's going to be beneficial. So like an example would be like a goblet squat. Yes, if like let's say you've never touched weights in your life and you don't eat a lot at all. If you start eating and you do goblet squats, which is just like the exercise when you hold a dumbbell in front of you, you will start becoming bigger. You will start building muscle. But for someone who doesn't have, or let's say if you do have a barbell in the rack available, I'd rather see someone just do a barbell squat twice, because if you've got like a barbell, it's going to be a much better option. Because when you're doing like a goblet squat, when you're holding a dumbbell, how strong do you think you can get before it just becomes inconvenient holding that dumbbell in that position? How strong do you think you can get if like you need to hold that dumbbell for the full set? When you get stronger, the limiting factor will just be holding that dumbbell. It won't be how much weight your legs can lift. As well as obviously being in front of you, so it just like pulls you forward throughout the whole set, which isn't ideal. So yeah, I'm all for variation, but as long as it's when you've got another effective exercise. Another example is let's say instead of having a gym with not much equipment, you had let's say a hack squat machine. Then it might be a good idea to have like a hack squat in one session, then maybe a barbell squat another, because you've got two quality bits of or quality movements to perform. Whereas if you don't have two quality movements, you only have one, then just repeat that one. Going on to the cons of exercise variation. When you do repeat an exercise over and over, it will usually stall a bit quicker. So that's something to be mindful of. A good example is like the squat, like I was saying, if you start squatting and you do that really frequently, you're gonna get strong at the squat fast. But you can't just keep like squatting and get stronger and stronger. There will become a point when you might hit a bit of a plateau and you don't progress it for that period. So then you might want to swap to another exercise. And obviously it's not the end of the world if you do stall, because there's other movements you can perform sometimes, like a front squat. But just bear that in mind, it will likely stall quicker. So that's one of the cons of doing exercise variation. And next is with like let's say you've got little exercise variation in your program, you will likely like if you're doing a squat 3 times a week, if you're causing like a wee bit of pain squatting, it's going to be exaggerated a ton by squatting 3 times. And the reason being is like if you're taking your joint for a range of motion multiple times and it's causing a bit of pain, then if you're pounding that away like 3 times a week, week on week and week, it's gonna cause more issues than just doing it once a week. So that's a good reason why you might want to have some variation in your program. Because if you just repeat, let's say, a squat, like I said, you're gonna get sore in certain areas maybe. Or let's say some people don't have the mobility at their shoulders and elbow, or maybe not elbow, shoulders and wrist to do the squat. It can put a lot of pressure on them. So again, it could cause issues if you're doing it multiple times a week and lead into sore elbows and shoulders going into your push sessions or your upper body days, which is something to be mindful of as well. So that's another downside of doing movements too frequently. Whereas if you do like a hack squat, it gives your shoulders, wrists, elbows a break so they're not under that stress. It's just a slightly different movement, so you're not putting the same joints through the exact same range of motion and path, if that makes sense, and causing the same strain on them every single time you're doing let's say, lower body. So that's another benefit of having some variety in your program when you're choosing movements. But again, if you don't come across it and like you're getting a lot out of exercising, you can do that multiple times. And as I said, another con of having exercise variation is just having a rubbish exercise in there for the sake of having variety. Like during lockdown is a really good example. Like during lockdown, let's say when I was training in my garage, I had like a barbell and a bench, so I could do barbell bench press. If, let's say, I didn't want to barbell bench twice a week, I could have done something like, could have done like press-ups, or I could have done something like a dumbbell fly. But those movements are probably not going to be as beneficial as like a barbell bench press. So, like I said, it's variation, but just for the sake of having variety, it's not variation for the sake of having another exercise that's going to be effective. Target your muscle slightly different. It's just basically for the sake of it. So that's another downside. Like I'd rather just repeat that barbell bench press because I know it's a good movement that will give me progress. I'd rather just do that twice a week. So next up is if you don't do an exercise often enough, you're not used to the movement pattern. So with, let's say, we'll take a squat again. Let's say you miss. If you've ever been off the gym for a while or just missed a session and it's been like 2 weeks since you've done that session, when you go and you do that session and you perform an exercise, sometimes you can feel so much weaker, it can feel rubbish, you feel unstable and just lack of balance. And it's not because you've just lost all your muscle in those body parts or that you have just like not slept well enough. It could be that as well, but sometimes it's just because you aren't used to that movement. So again, if you're doing like a squat once every 2 weeks, you're not repeating that often enough for you to get that progression out of it, for you to get used to that movement pattern and get good at it. The exact opposite of what I was saying with squatting 3 times a week. You're going to be really proficient at that exercise. So if you only do it once every 2 weeks, you're just not going to be doing it frequently enough to get good at it. For most people, let's say you've trained for 20 years and you have squatted for, let's say, 18 of them, you probably don't need to squat every week or twice a week to be like keep that skill with a squat. It's going to be like brushing your teeth by then. It's going to be like walking. It's just going to be second nature. But if you are just like first year into training, you've not done the squat for a long, you're going to have to repeat that movement frequently for you to just become skilled at it. And they usually find that, let's say, clients miss a session, let's say, like, they just come to me and they're like, oh, I didn't perform well, what happened? Like, I've been doing this and that, but they missed the session last week, and I'm like, right, it's just because you're not used to doing it. Yes, you're not going to perform great just because you're getting back into the session, but it'll just take a couple of weeks and you'll be used to it again and doing good at those movements. And if you're not getting stronger because you're not doing the exercise like frequent enough, you're going to be missing out on muscle growth, because with the way I program for my clients, with the way I train, the approach I use is you need to be getting stronger and applying that progressive overload, which is just putting more stress on your muscles over time. And if we can't do that through doing more reps or doing more weight because we aren't used to an exercise, we're not going to be getting much out of it. So I'll always try and say don't do an exercise too little. And the way I structure training for myself and most of my clients, obviously you get the odd exceptions, but usually I'll get them to do an exercise at least once a week for that reason. For some people, let's say they're really, really new, they've not trained at all, then I wouldn't be concerned about being like, right, squat twice a week, deadlift twice a week, because you'll get so good at it if you're able to do so. Obviously, enjoyment matters as well, so if they hate doing that, if they find it too hard, then that's going to be something to consider. But if we're not focusing on enjoyment and being able to stick to the plan, and we're just focusing on what can give us the most progress in the shortest period of time, it's getting good at those basic movements and doing that at a fast pace. And again, the more we can repeat something, the better we'll get at it. So that's for someone wanting, if you're wanting to improve, let's say, a body part or improve a lift, bear that in mind. And same with like improving a body part, because the more you're hitting it, the more opportunities you're giving it to grow. So that's a great reason to repeat like a session. It doesn't even have to be the same exercises, but just doing like another, let's say another leg day if you've got poor legs. There's no point doing legs once a week if your legs are terrible. Or that. No, that sounds a bit horrible. I'm not saying anyone has terrible legs, but I think you get what I mean. If you think your legs are poor, there's no point just training legs once a week when you can be training them two or three times. So it's about just looking at your variation or how much variation you have in your sessions and trying to balance it between not running into aches and pains, but still getting good and strong at those movements, doing them enough so you've got that skill and they're not like new movements as soon as you go back to them because you've not done them frequent enough. So yeah, hope you enjoyed the episode. Any questions regarding anything training related, of course, let me know. And I appreciate everyone listening. And of course, if you are, please leave a rating and review. Subscribe if you can. Like the podcast if you're on YouTube. And share it on your story and help the podcast grow even further. So hope everyone has a great day and a great week. And again, thank you for listening.